Hey family, welcome to yet another podcast of Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong. Of course, where we bring you the replay of the interview of the week, our guest of the week on Elevated, that airs every Friday morning at 11 a.m. on Radio Pulpit. You can find us on DSTV Audio Channel 882. We're also available on OpenView HD channel 607, live stream on radiopulpit.co.za, and of course you can find us on 657 AM. If you miss all of that, our live appointment, you've come to the right place. This is where you get the replay of our interview with a guest of the week. I hope to be a blessing to you and that this conversation will elevate you. Today's guest is no stranger to the Radio Pulpit family, because I think it could be about 2 years ago since I've spoken to her. Brittany McCormick, a South African motivational and keynote speaker who has defied the odds. She has been speaking to millions of people right across the world. She's spoken in 159 countries through YouTube for the Amplify Her Voice International Conference. You will also know that a few years ago, she was busy walking, I think about 100 kilometers, raising funds as well. Let's get right into it. Brittany, so good to have you with us once again. Good day.
Hi, thank you for having me back. It's such a blessing to be here.
Let's get to how you are, because am I correct, Brittany, that it's been about 2 years since we've spoken? How have you been since? How has your life developed?
To be honest, my life has been amazing. God has just been so good. His hand has been in it. I'm still training, for those who want to know. I'm still doing treadmill walking, still doing the public speaking thing, and God is just elevating from one level to the next.
Just for our listeners who are not able to see you at the moment, Brittany has a glow about her. There's a certain glow about you this time. Brittany, what's causing that glow that I'm seeing?
Well, there's actually two things. One, that's just Jesus. I'm not going to hide it. And the second would be that I am the August cover girl for Joy magazine.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
It is genuinely only the will of the Lord that that made this happen. So, yes, there's definitely a glow. You're right.
She is now then officially the cover girl of Joy magazine as well. You can go out and get the latest copy and you'll see a Brittany on that cover. But Brittany, for those of our listeners who perhaps do not know a bit of your background story, if you were to tell them just briefly again who you are and what it is that makes you so special, please share with us.
So for those of you who don't know, I was born 25 weeks premature, and doctors were actually unsure of whether I would make it to adulthood or not. I spent 3 months in intensive care under 4% oxygen because I was underdeveloped and my lungs hadn't developed yet. And fast forward past that, my parents decided to raise me to be as independent as what I possibly could be. Hence, I had the same chores and same things around the house that my sister did. I also had to do in my own unique way. I went into special needs school for quite a while, and that just wasn't working for me. I then tried other forms of education, however, wasn't working for me either. But then I went on and I studied basic IT skills, which means I learned to become computer literate. And then I went on and I studied my very, very passion, which would be public speaking. I have studied that, hence 159 countries. Hence, I'm sitting here in front of you today, all glory to God. And a few years ago, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I learned to walk on the treadmill. And that is where the campaign started. I actually walked further than 100 kilometers.
Wow.
I walked 200 kilometers. Wow. Total.
That is incredible. That is incredible. And our listeners also got to know you during that time, because I remember when we spoke, you were still on your way to 100 kilometers, to now hear that you actually did 200 kilometers. That is absolutely incredible, Brittany. But you know, when I listen to your life story every time, I am challenged by your resilience, challenged by your determination. And really challenged by your faith as well. As women, you know, we're still in Women's Month, we go through so many challenges, Brittany. For some people, it might be physical disability, other people, it might be mental health, others, it might be financial, someone else might be struggling with their career. We go through so many challenges as women. What is it that you think gave you the strength to be all those things that I just mentioned, resilient and determined and full of faith? What was the key?
To be quite honest, Jenna, it's the Lord and the faith that He's instilled in me, and my parents are tools of the Lord, and God uses my parents in great ways, and my sister and my brother-in-law, and they're pillars of strength. So whenever I feel weak, I talk to them and they encourage me and uplift me in many ways. But if I can be really honest, it's knowing that I'm loved by the greatest King. He is the reason why I'm sitting in front of you today. He is the reason for my joy. He is the reason for the glow. He is the honest, truthful, most glorified reason as to why I'm a servant unto the Lord and as to why I do what I do.
Brittany, how do you spend quality time with your Lord? How do you spend time with him so that you can stay full of the presence of God and of the word of God, especially in moments when we don't always feel or look as glowy as we do right now, do we?
No, sometimes we feel a bit gloom and doom and we don't want to go on with the day. And when that happens to me, because it does happen, right? It happens to anyone. It doesn't matter your belief system or your career. I personally find time on the treadmill with the Lord while I'm walking, music in my ears. I either listen to the Bible or I blast praise and worship in my ears till I can't hear anything else. And another way that I also have time with him is just having that quiet, literally having that quiet time where it's like, okay, Lord, it's time for you to speak now and just pour into my soul, just let it out. And I also find time to actually write down my prayers, which is really great. That is a great way for me to be filled. I find great joy in that as well.
Brittany, do you ever find that people see your disabilities or that they see your challenges before they see you? Or do you find that we live in a society where people are able to see you before they see anything else?
I think for me personally, Jen, it's something that it's dependent on the person and it's dependent on how you what your perspective is. So if your perspective is, oh, they only see my disability, then that's what they're going to see. But if you're looking at it as, hey, my disability is just a shell and not who I am inside, then your perspective can help them have a different perspective. So it definitely depends. If you are saying, I'm disabled and I can't do anything, then they're going to see that. But if you choose to say, hey, this is a part of my chapter, but it's not my story, then it's a different scenario.
Absolutely. I can always sense that you've got such a great sense of identity, a sense of who you are, who you've been called to be. Not everybody feels that way. Some people are still trying to figure out who they are. A lot of people always send me messages to say, "Hey, how do I know what my purpose is? How do I know who I am?" And as women, once again, we're still in Women's Month. That can be a challenge as well because there's so many different layers and aspects to who we are, Brittany. How do you define being a woman? How do you define being a woman in 2024 in your own skin?
You know, Jen, it's knowing again, knowing who you serve. I serve a mighty, mighty, mighty God. And He has instilled His identity in me. And He has said that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made in His image, right? So I'm His daughter. So I know that even though I face challenges, even though these things come, and sometimes they come like storms, and you're just like, okay, Lord, what do I do? And you allow Him to guide you according to where He needs you to be. And to me, that identifies me as a woman. It's finding my identity in Him and nothing else, and knowing that I'm His and I'm uniquely His, and that my process is my journey, and my journey is not anybody else's journey.
Amen.
And we need to own that. I think as women, we really need to own that. If you're a size 10, a size 24, or a size 38, your identity does not lie in what you weigh or what you look like, but rather than your identity in Christ. And let's be honest, if they don't have that yet, it's okay because God can still work on their heart.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Before we perhaps just take a quick music break, I do want to ask you, you are at a much different place now than you were when we spoke 2 years ago, different place in your life. I'm so blessed to hear that you're still doing motivational speaking, public speaking, on a full-time basis as well. But for where Brittany's at in her life right now, what is your future plans? Like, how do you see yourself? Are you starting to think, about a special someone? Are you starting to think about building families? Where's your head at the moment?
So to answer your question, I'm still single, praying for my husband. Yeah, Jen, I caught on that hint there. No, we're still single, still loving on the Lord fully, and I am working on a few things. I am open to coming to churches and sharing my testimony with the church, and I am working on one or two things. I suppose people just have to wait and see.
Brittany, you don't just speak in churches, as you mentioned just now. You also do some work in the corporate world. Tell us about that.
Yes, so I will come and do a talk if a client would like me to come and do a talk for their team or their staff. I'm available for any of that, whatever their choice may be. It's all up to the client.
Yeah, that is incredible. So now you know she's also available for that. Brittany, let's get to the cover girl moment. Everybody, please, 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 go to Radio Pulpit's Facebook page and you'll see that cover there. It's so beautiful, Brittany. How did it come about that you are now a magazine cover girl?
Well, I'm still pinching myself. Let's just be real. So my parents went to Israel, and one of the church leaders got chatting with my dad and my mom, and they started talking about my journey and the leader's son's journey in fitness and sport, because my dad is a sports fanatic, and so is my mom, and so is my sister. So they're all sports fanatics, and my parents went to Israel to go and do a tour, and they made a new friend there, and one day my dad was just sharing my testimony and my journey, and he just felt the Lord say, "Hold on, you need to take this further." He got hold of the founder of Joy Magazine. And the next thing I know, 2 weeks later or a week later, I'm sitting at a restaurant and she is asking me questions and interviewing me. She then says to me, "We're not only going to give you the feature cover, and the cover and a featured story. However, we are going to ask you to write some columns for us for the next few months. And we're also going to have the possibility of helping you launch something else. Unfortunately, I'm not going to announce that just yet, but there will come a time for that on Radio Pulpit.
Look at how amazing God is. Once again, congratulations, Brittany. On a personal level, what does this mean to you?
You know, I've always had a dream of being able to show people that your situation does not determine your outcome. God has a greater purpose for your life. And all I wanted to do was just be as a sample of what God can do and what He does do. And He's done that through me, and He's doing that through me. And so this for me means so much more than words can describe.
Did you ever think, as a little girl, that you would be on the cover of a magazine? Did it ever cross your mind, or did God just surprise you with this one?
Well, when I was younger, I watched a DVD by Nick Vujicic, and it was his whole documentary, and he did a talk at a school. And I sat and I thought, Lord, I want to do this one day. And I was about 14 then. And I said, Lord, I want to do this one day. Fast forward many years later, it started happening. And so to answer your question, I prayed about it when I started my career. And it was like a small little mind prayer, you know. You don't say it out loud. You're just like, Lord, please let it happen, and then boom, it happened. But it's also come a lot of this. See, a lot of people don't understand that sometimes when you go into your career, it's not all smooth sailing, right? There's challenges. It's quiet. It's businesses, this and that, and then you're like, okay, well, am I in the right place? And then God's just like, yes, you are. I've got your back, and don't look back on anything. Just look ahead at me. Let me love you. Let me show you, and let me lead. And you know, Jen, for people that have disabilities and have challenges, I want this magazine to be something that it's like, whoa, the Lord is really busy, even when we are not realizing it.
Wow, that is incredible. Brittany, I want to take the conversation to accessibility right now. Where do you think we're at as a country in terms of accessibility for persons who are differently abled, in terms of, inclusion in our society? We've got a new government of national unity in place now. What is it that you think we still need to do to grow, even as the kingdom in that aspect?
To be quite honest, Jen, that's an in-depth question that I can't yet answer because I don't have enough exposure in that. But as a child of God, I can only pray that God will open doors for the society to have more accessibility with disability. And I can only speak from my very own experience. I can't speak for anybody else, so please don't take my word for it. It's only my experience. When we've gone out in public and there's stairs and there's no ramp, it is slightly challenging because, yes, I am able to walk with help. But what if I didn't have someone with me? How would I manage? And that is my thought process. When you just asked me that question now, that was my thought process, not for society itself or for the young youth leaders, because I can't answer for them. I'm not there. I can only answer for Brittany McCormick and the experiences that she's had. So, and that is my thought processes. I really do pray that God will instill someone within society or in the government or with however it works, that the different steps will be taken to help different disabilities. So that's my answer for that.
That is absolutely true, Brittany. And I think the more we tell individual stories, the better solutions we get. We cannot just look at it as, it's just the group of people. We need to tell individual stories because every individual's needs also differ. Brittany, in conclusion, I want to talk about your parents. You touched on it earlier, the incredible role that they played in your journey of faith, and your father now also having played a role in you getting to the cover of a magazine. How important has their role in your life, the support structure, the foundation that they've laid, how important has it been?
It's been I can't describe it at the end of the day. It's, you know, God blessed me with what I believe two earthly angels. He gave me parents with such wisdom, such knowledge, and such understanding, and also patience. My parents are really patient, but they're also extremely determined for me to become the best independent version of myself that I can be. And for that, I cannot be more grateful. They are so proud of me. My mom buys the magazine wherever she goes, whether it's an airport or a garage or a picket pay, whatever she sees, it's like, I'm buying another one, even though my mom was a huge part of this journey, as they always are in everything that I do. They are my confidants. My sister is my confidant in many ways as well. She's been so supportive, and my brother-in-law. They have just been absolute pillars of strength, and I cannot thank them enough. So shout out to mom and dad. If you're listening, I love you guys. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And also, Jen, just to let you know that the magazine is available at the end of the week still on the website. You can buy the online version and a printable copy. But the magazine does go off the shelves on Friday, but it doesn't mean you cannot get your hands on it. So don't be disappointed. You can still get your hands on it via the Join Magazine website.
There you have it. That's Brittany McCormick. Brittany, if people would like to get a hold of you, book you for speaking engagements at their churches or at their businesses, how do we get hold of you? And besides going out and seeing if you can grab the final copy of Joy Magazine or buying it online as well, how do we support you, Brittany?
Well, please keep in mind that my Instagram is Brittany McCormick Official. My Facebook is Brittany McCormick. And please go ahead and give me a follow. I'm sure Jenna will tag the link for the website for Joy Magazine inside the post for the video for today, or the podcast, or on Facebook. I'm not quite sure how they all do it. Everybody has a different process, but don't be despaired. You will get your hands on a copy. You can get a printed copy. You just have to buy it online, or you can buy the online version.
There you have it. Go and read some more. And if all else fails, you don't get her Facebook, you can't get her Instagram, guess what? She's got her own website. You go to brittanymccormick.co.za. I'm going to spell that for you. It's BrittanyMccormick. So it's McCormick, McCormick. There you go. Brittany, thank you so much for your time once again. Today you're on
Thank
Radio
you.
Pulpit and Elevator. Love what you're doing. We are rooting for you, and we're just also proud of you. May the Lord open more doors and more platforms for you to speak and share about his power and his glory at work within each and every single one of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, and it's been such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast of Elevated that is played live on Radio Pulpit every Friday morning at 11 a.m. I hope it was a blessing to you, family. Please like, share, and subscribe. Tell your family about it. And perhaps I'll catch you live this coming Friday on Radio Pulpit. I'm Jenna Lee Bilong, and all I'm trying to do is be a blessing to you. Until next week, God bless you. Goodness and mercy. Good day.